But now in its sixth year, the Dublin Electronic Arts Festival begins tomorrow and also runs until Bank Holiday Monday. Its mission? To focus on experimental music and to showcase the electronic arts for new audiences in Ireland. This year the festival has taken Asia as its theme. We'll hear more later on in the show about what's on offer this weekend. But before that, let's hear from one of the people appearing at the festival. Christopher Doyle is an Australian cinematographer who spent much of his career working in Asian cinema, like movies Infernal Affairs, In the Mood for Love, etc. He's also worked in Hollywood with a number of big names. Directors from Gus Van Sant to M. Night Shyamalan to Barry Levinson. Well, this weekend Christopher is going to be giving a presentation about his work as part of the DEAF Ireland Festival, and I caught up with him earlier in the week while he was in Warsaw. Okay, Christopher, thank you very much indeed for joining us on the programme. Christopher, you were born in Australia, but you've worked all over the world. Do you think being an outsider, I mean, right now you're in Poland, do you think being an outsider has had a major impact on your work?
Yeah, I mean, if you look at all the great Hollywood films have been made by non-Americans, I think that the way one sees things from the outside, but with an insider's heart, is what cinematography is about, or art in general. I think that when I go to America and I see that the light switches turn up, you know, I'm the only one that notices. Americans don't notice that, you know, the rest of the world, they turn down. I think it's really relevant to what we do that you have the intimacy of connection or care or you really are part of where you are, and yet you're from somewhere else. So you see things in a different eye, and I think that informs the way that people appreciate things or the way that what we do, whether it's art or cinema or even just dialogue, communicates to people.
Okay, 80% of your films have been Asian. So, like, you know, you've worked extensively, obviously, Hong Kong, China, Taiwan, Korea. Mm-hmm. Do you think that Hollywood has an awful lot to learn from Asian cinema?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. That's why they stole The Departed, you know. I made the original.
Yeah.
I made
Infernal
a film
Affairs.
Called Infernal Affairs. And then the only Oscar that Martin Scorsese has got is for The Departed, which is a translated screenplay. So obviously, I think there are periods of socioeconomic history that inform the way in which we dialogue, the way in which we connect with each other. This particular period, there's a certain lull in certain cultures, and there's a certain energy in other cultures. And I think that's the thing, that the great thing is the dialogue, the accessibility of that dialogue, and that's what we're talking right now, I hope.
Right.
That one does learn from others. And one's new wave or one's economic miracle or one's energy comes from a socioeconomic content. Therefore, when it's celebrated through the arts, it can reach others and perhaps inform others and hopefully give them the same sort of hope or energy or aspiration. And so we do re-inform each other in that way, I think.
Okay, well, have you seen that idea come across, for instance, when you have made films in the States? Have you enjoyed the experience of making films in the United States?
It's a learning, for me it's a learning experience. I think that there are things that one can do with this technology and that amount of manpower and experience that one couldn't do in other parts of the world. I'm extremely anti-Hollywood, but when I made Lady in the Water with Night Shyamalan, you know, I realized that I wouldn't have been able to make this film anywhere else under any other conditions. You do get informed by the possibilities of Hollywood, but I don't think one should ever, ever, ever get stuck there because one's Irish or Australian or Chinese identity is much more valid and ultimately will carry you through, I think.
Right.
I really believe that.
Yeah. You said that music is something that's got a big influence on your visual style. In what way exactly?
I think all art aspires to music, like all science aspires to mathematics. I think that the repetition, the sense of engagement, the sense of possibility that something like jazz gives one is very basic to how one should work because, for example, no matter how well you plan it, you know, there is climate change, you know, that it's going to rain, you know, sometimes, or it's going to, so you have, one has to be adaptable, one has to be, respond to the ongoing process of ideas or the input of others, which is what music does, especially jazz, that, you know, you start together and you end together, but in the meantime, you make your own song.
And what about films themselves, or even if I could go as far as to say movies? What kind of films or what kind of movies do you enjoy yourself?
The ones on the plane.
The ones on the plane? Why? Because you're a captive and you can't escape.
Possibly, that might be a good example. But mainly because it's the only time I see films. I think to me, you know, bars and people and music and books inform what I do much more than movies themselves. I think that is a danger to, you know, if you see too much, you sort of tend to replicate it. I think that's a danger. I think that if you're ignorant, maybe you make the mistakes that are valid. I think that most of my films, the great parts of most of the films I've made have come out of the unexpected mistakes that we ran with, that you didn't know that it was going to happen like this. But the response to it makes, you know, a certain energy, it creates a certain sort of environment, suggests a certain possibility.
Okay, hold on, I just want to interrupt for a second there, because that's a funny phrase, didn't know it was going to happen like this. One movie that you knew how it would happen to look, or how it would have to look in the end, is Psycho. Because the movie Psycho was a remake of the original, more or less, give or take, 99%, you know, the exact same
as
Alfred Hitchcock's.
I never saw the original.
Wait a minute, come on, Christopher Doyle, you never saw the original?
When I was 12, maybe I saw it, but I forgot it. I fortunately forgot it. I think my role, whether it's my personality or my intent, is to be the spanner in the works. And I think when I introduced myself at the first meeting, I guess you call it a pre-production meeting of Psycho, and everyone introduced themselves, and I was the last person to introduce myself, and I introduced myself as Christopher Doyle, clown.
Right,
and I think that's my, you know, the jester. I think the fool in Shakespeare,
right,
and myself have very similar roles in what I do. I think that don't take it too seriously is a very basic sort of axiom, because it's only a film, but it's also my life.
Okay, what about your upcoming appearance at the DEAF Festival, DEAF, the Dublin Electronic Arts Festival?
Now, wait a minute, how do you pronounce it?
I heard
it was pronounced DEAF.
Well, I just say DEAF, because let's face it, DEAF to me has always been deaf.
I hope they're not deaf to what we're going to do.
No, I don't think they will be. By the way, what you are doing is what I do when I'm where I am. What is what I do when I'm where I am?
Well, what I do when I'm where I am is I'm talking to you right now. Isn't that what it's about? I think what you do when you're where you are is that you art is what artists make, right? So how does one become an artist? I think that's very basic to the whole idea, that you don't go out trying to make art.
Yeah.
You go to try to become an artist, and therefore what you do has the elements of art, which mean spontaneity, engagement. So if what I'm doing is being responded to by others, then we should celebrate why I'm doing what I'm doing.
Okay, that is the cinematographer Christopher Doyle there, who'll be in Dublin this Saturday giving a presentation at the Hop House in Parnell Street as part of this year's Dublin Electronic Arts Festival, DEAF. Anyway, here to tell me some more about DEAF Ireland events is the festival director, Karen Walsh. Karen, you're very welcome to the programme. Now, year number 6 of the festival, is there a big audience for electronic music?
There is a big audience. It's been growing an awful lot over the last few years. I mean, this is our 6th year now, and we're thriving, and even, you know, I can say that our first night of one of our big shows in St. Aidan's Church is just officially sold out today.
Really? Brilliant.
So that's fantastic.
Okay, so what's the festival structure over the next few days? What's happening?
Yeah, so it kicks off tomorrow with the famous D-Styles, which is sort of a scratching DJ who kind of has worked with the Beastie Boys and people like that. That's in the Sugar Club. The rest of the weekend, it kind of works, you know, we have films in the IFI, so we're showing a Japanese anime called Tekken Concrete in the IFI, and also another film on the Monday called Tropical Malady. Then we're doing workshops for kids called Deaf Junior, and we do those in the ARC. That would be on Saturday afternoon, and that's great. It's teaching kids how to compose and record and make their own electronic music. We've got some really interesting sort of instrumental shows in one of the oldest churches in Dublin called St. Aidan's Church, just on Corn Market, and that's on Friday and Saturday night, and we're bringing over some artists from Japan and China, and they're going to be performing on with their instruments like the koto and the guzheng, and sort of introducing some electronics to that as well, so it's going to be stunning.
And you haven't mentioned karaoke.
And on Sunday afternoon we're doing great fun gigs in Yukio Restaurant, and all the artists that are coming over for the weekend will be performing in the karaoke booths of Yukio, and it's great fun. We did it last year, and everybody just comes along. It's free. You squeeze in, and you're right up close and personal with all the artists, and it's great crack.
Why an Asian theme? I suppose your answer is why not?
Well, yeah, last year was all Irish, so this year we were kind of thinking about what, you know, it's great to have a focus for ourselves just to program the festival, and we're based around Parnell Street as well, so, you know, there's 50,000 Asian people living in Ireland, and 60% of that is in Dublin, so we just thought it would be, you know, nice to sort of general nod in the direction of all our new neighbours.
Is Parnell Street Dublin's Chinatown, etc., is it?
We think so, yeah. You know, with D1 Records, behind the festival, we've been and based there for the last 13 years, so we've seen it, definitely.
What's on the menu for the closing party?
We have a big closing party on Sunday night in the Globe and Reraw, and we've got the techno live act Underground Resistance playing live, and we've got Jazztronic DJing and loads of other Japanese and Asian artists playing as well, so it's going to be great for
us. What is the website?
DEAFIreland.com. Everything's up there.
D-E-A-F.
D-E-A-F Ireland.com.
Yeah. It's all there. Okay, Karen, listen, good luck with it. Have a good weekend. I'm sure you're up to your oxters with this one.
Absolutely.
Thanks a million for joining us in the program this evening. The Dublin Electronic Arts Festival begins tomorrow, runs until Bank Holiday Monday. And for more information, as you said there, www.DEAFIreland.com. Thanks a million, Karen.
Thank you.